Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President-elect Donald Trump's announcement that he has picked Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to be his attorney general has surprised many on Capitol Hill. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
A number of Republican senators expressed concern and were skeptical of the pick. Some of them even felt blindsided, and some questioned whether or not it's possible that he could be confirmed, primarily because he not only is under investigation or was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee, but also at one point in time was subject of a federal investigation as well, although that ultimately was dropped.
Gaetz resigned immediately from Congress, ending the House ethics review. Trump has also chosen Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State and Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. CBS News projects that Republicans will hold on to control in the U.S. House. Larry Sabato, Director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, weighs in.
Republicans have everything. They've got the Senate, the House, the presidency, and certainly the Supreme Court. The House is actually the weakest link because the Republican majority will be very thin.
The Republican-led Ohio Senate has approved a bill banning transgender students from using bathrooms that fit their gender identities. The bill applies to public K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities. Democratic State Senator Nikki Antonio.
Our children will hear these messages that we should fear a group of people who just want to be their authentic selves, just want to live their lives.
A sustained decline is what new government data shows when it comes to drug overdose deaths in the U.S. The CDC says those deaths were down 14% in the 12-month period that ended June 30th. Brown University researcher Brandon Marshall.
It's essentially the first time since the 1990s that we've observed this kind of sustained, substantial decrease. So I think there's real reason for hope here that we might finally be seeing a reversal of the drug overdose crisis in this country.
Two people were killed and 11 others hurt in a factory explosion in Kentucky yesterday afternoon.
The cleanup is already underway after an explosion partially collapsed a factory building in Louisville and blew out windows of neighboring homes and businesses. Mayor Craig Greenberg spoke about the two factory workers who were killed.
The first victim who passed away was transported to U of L Hospital and died as a result of the injuries sustained in the blast.
He says firefighters found the second worker in the rubble late last night. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
U.S. inflation rose slightly last month after 2 years of steady cooling. This is CBS News.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least eight more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game, too, but before that, I was pretty beat up. So, you know, that's why we had a bye week. And, you know, hopefully everybody's feeling much better so we can go out there and fly around and play the best ball we can play.
The Badgers host the number one ranked team in the nation, Oregon, when they play at Camp Randall Saturday night at 6:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons tonight in Milwaukee. The Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Raptors.
What Giannis did today was he really played. One of the things we harp about is playing quick decision basketball. You know, it went from side to side, it moved and went back down, swung back in the paint and made threes. And Giannis was a shepherd of that a lot. Ball didn't stick a lot.
That's head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect expect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain in the overnight, cloudy skies, lower 40s, or winds light. Thursday, most of that rain in the early morning hours. Then we'll see mostly cloudy skies with highs near 50 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, joins us at 11:06. All things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A lot going on today. Elect a clown, get a circus, as Jeff Tiedrich says. We'll go over the opening acts in the Trump circus that's beginning. Also, authoritarian news. Winter is coming. What will the Warrior Board do? It looks like Trump is getting ready for retribution against our military. You know, Donald Trump, the guy who works for Vladimir Putin. And as Trump vows to ditch the Paris Agreement and regulations, the world gets warmer and more hazardous. In the third hour of our program, is Putin blackmailing Trump? And a crazy alert, do Republicans have a weird homoerotic fascination with Putin? Kind of appears that way. So starting out, I just want to start out with my op-ed today, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. Betrayal of the American Dream, how Democrats lost FDR's middle class. And the essence of this is that the big political divide in the United States used to be racial, that African-Americans and Hispanics and Native Americans typically voted for Democrats and white people typically voted for Republicans. Now, to a large extent, that still holds. But the Hispanic vote in particular has shifted. And, you know, I discussed this a couple days ago. You could say, well, you know, they're trying to say we want some of that white privilege. We're really not people of color, you know, et cetera. And, you know, I suppose, you know, you could make that argument. And I think there's something to be said for that. But my larger sense of it, and this is what I wrote about today, is that we are moving out of a racial divide and into a class divide. Essentially, what we're seeing is the great split relative to the two political parties has to do with the middle class or not middle class. Those people in the middle class and those people who are the working poor have shifted, now not altogether and not in vast majorities, but in large enough numbers that they're swinging elections based on class rather than race. And this is something that Democrats need to pay serious attention to, because this exact same shift is how Franklin Roosevelt won the presidency, got elected four times, reelected three times, by talking about class. You know, what he was saying, and I should probably write a whole nother op-ed about this, and you know, with lots of quotes from FDR in it. But what FDR was basically saying is, you know, we're going to take on the rich guys. We're going to take on he called them economic royalists. And he called them out, and he went after them. And if Democrats want to start winning elections again, they've got to convince working class people, whether they're white, Hispanic, black, whatever, you know, Native American, Asian, whatever it may be, but particularly Hispanics and whites, because that's where you're seeing this delinkage, They're going to have to convince working class people that they're on their side, that the Democratic Party is the party of the working class. I mean, it has been since 33, but Republicans successfully portrayed Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. And this is a portrayal that has been going on since really since the advent of Rush Limbaugh and Fox News. I mean, this is all coming out of the right wing propaganda machine and the GOP, of course. The Democratic Party has become the party of the woke. It's become the party of the trans community or the gay community or black people or defund the police or DEI or, you know, all these things that average working people hear and go, well, that's not me. They're not reflecting my interests. And so what I'm suggesting, and I kind of built some backstory for it in the article today that I won't go into in great detail. But what I'm suggesting is that the Democratic Party needs to basically return to its FDR roots. I keep saying this in different ways, but it's time to go back to saying we are the party of the working class. We are the party of the majority of Americans. And that the needs of the working class are our primary interest. Yes, of course. We're going to defend racial minorities. Yes, of course, we're going to defend gender minorities. Yes, of course, we want to have more diversity, more equity, more inclusion. Nothing wrong with that. But first and foremost, the main pitch, the area where the real focus of the work happens is the middle class. Now, ironically, for the last 3.5 years, or the last, well, I guess you could say almost 4 years now, that's what Joe Biden's been doing. And it's how Kamala Harris campaigned. She campaigned as the candidate of the working class. She had all these proposals for the working class from, you know, we're going to give you $25,000 to buy a house to, you know, we're going to raise the minimum wage. I mean, you know, it just went on. But the message never broke through. And, or another way to put it would be that the message was overwhelmed by the right-wing this massive right-wing media ecosystem propaganda machine and the billions of dollars that right-wing billionaires and big corporations threw into the election to saturate the airwaves with ads characterizing Kamala Harris as basically the that her number one priority was being an advocate for trans migrants in jail, which was the most viewed ad, the most effective ad that they did. It was, basically it was Willie Horton. Willie Horton, of course, was an ad in which Michael Dukakis was characterized as being in favor of black murderers. This ad, which nobody has come up with a name for yet, which is why I keep saying it's kind of, you know, it's the trans version of Willie Horton. The attack was that Kamala Harris is a fan of trans people in jail, which is, you know, about as popular as Willie Horton, tragically. But, you know, the simple reality is that most people don't even know a trans person. So it's, you don't even have the, oh, yeah, I know those folks kind of thing with working class people that you have with the gay community or with gay men or lesbians or with, Hispanics or black people. Everybody knows somebody in one of those categories. Most people don't have any contact with trans people. And the Republican Party exploited that mercilessly, as did Adolf Hitler in 1933. So anyway, what I'm saying is that the Democratic Party needs to be pounding on this. And throughout the next 4 years of the Trump presidency, or the Vance presidency, or whatever it turns out to be, the Musk presidency, we need to focus on it like a laser. Now, that said, we're learning about the new members of Trump's cabinet. This is really fascinating. One of the first was and the one who's getting probably the most attention is Pete Hegseth. Pete actually, I used to debate Pete. Now, this is years ago. This is like more than a decade ago. He was the head of a veterans organization that was funded by right-wing billionaires. He denied that he was funded by the Koch brothers for a long, long time until he got busted. Somebody released a telephone conversation between him and the Kochs talking about it. But originally, he was a never-Trumper back in 2017 and 2016. In fact, Will Davis wrote a book about him. And he was all in favor of the Bush Doctrine, of waterboarding, of torture, of the Iraq invasion. In fact, he continues to say the Iraq war is, you know, good thing. This is how you do wars. But then he was protecting his brand for a Senate run, writes Will Davis over on Twitter. But as it turned out, Pete had his third kid with his Fox and Friends producer, who he was having an affair with on his second wife. And that kind of destroyed his brand. But he says climate change theory only exists to expand government. He suggested that there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim. He does not want women in combat. On Bush's torture regime, he said it's hard to argue with 8 years of safety since 9/11. On poverty in America, he joked that poor people have cell phones and internet access. Why should we be helping them? My words, not his. His exact words were, I mean, poverty here is saddled with a cell phone and internet access. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He was also a fanboy of Paul Ryan and once promised to cut Social Security and Medicare if he was elected. He wanted to privatize the Veterans Administration. This is the guy who's going to be our new Secretary of Defense. And he lied about working for the Koch brothers, as I said. So he also, once he did a segment on his TV show on Fox, where he went to Minneapolis's West Bank, there's a large Somali population there, black immigrants, and claimed it was a Sharia law no zone. Will Davis writes, that night, 10 feet from where he filmed it, Aaron Ruptar and I had drank beer and played bocce. He sent his kids to a fancy private religious school and is all in favor of slashing public school budgets. He's a supporter of ending the Affordable Care Act because, quote, we shouldn't be managing care. And he mocked outrage over Trump's family separation program. Yeah, here we go on more of the sob story. And he said the Iraq war is an example of what America got right and when we got it right. So this is the guy that Trump wants to be his Secretary of Defense. I think that of all the nominees so far, this may be the most controversial. But again, and Trump is asking the Senate to give him recess appointment powers. The Senate typically doesn't want to do that, because, hey, this is their prerogative, but we'll see. Also, Rick Scott just dropped out or got kicked out of the race for Senate leadership. That's a real interesting one. I'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarine.com, code TOM. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarine.com, code TOM.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. But it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy just go nuts for this food. I've never seen anything like it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
A house, a job, a place to call home. Our fathers and mothers worked their hands to the bone. Believed in a promise, never felt so alone. Now it's the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the factories to the fields, we're losing ground. While the ones at the top, they just doubled down. The betrayal of the American dream. They've stolen the future, silenced the scream. Unions busted, wages kept low. Millionaires buying out what they don't even know. They talk about freedom, but it comes at a cost. And the soul of the nation is everything we've lost. This is the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the classrooms to the coast.
Welcome back. It's the betrayal of the American dream. That's the title of today's op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. And of course, all the songs, by the way, are available at HartmanReport.com as well. So I started talking about the cabinet. Well, actually, where I left during the last break was Rick Scott. Rick Scott, there's basically three guys running to lead the Senate. It was John Thune of South or North Dakota, I forget which, John Cornyn of Texas, and these two guys have been working kind of collaboratively, Thune in particular, as Mitch McConnell's right-hand men. One of them is the whip. I don't recall the specific titles that they have, but they're like in the leadership at the Senate. And then there was Rick Scott. And Rick Scott is just this weird guy who, you know, when he ran a hospital chain in Florida, which made him a multi-hundred millionaire, apparently oversaw the largest Medicare fraud in the history of the United States, made him very, very rich. He used his own money to become the governor of Florida, then the senator from Florida, and now he wants to run the Senate. And he's while Thune and Cornyn were initially after January 6th very critical of Trump, and since then have kind of kept a little distance from Trump, although they try to be nice with him. Rick Scott is openly MAGA, you know, MAGA all the way. Yeah, yeah, Trump can do no wrong. And Rick Scott just got bounced out. They had apparently an initial vote, and so now it's down to Thune and Cornyn. Oh, John Thune was just elected. In fact, they just announced it. John Thune was just elected the Senate Majority Leader. So that may actually be good news for us. There may be some moderating influence in the Senate. We also have you've got Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who are going to lead Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, which doesn't exist. You can't create, only Congress can create a department. I think this is Trump's way of marginalizing Elon Musk. In fact, we're hearing a lot of gossip out of Trump world that Elon Musk is like, he thinks he's gotten too big for his britches, basically. So we'll see where this goes, but I'm kind of skeptical that, well, we'll see. We'll see. Whether Trump is just throwing a bone to a guy who arguably was, you know, could have been the guy who was responsible for Trump being in the White House or not, and whether Musk is going to end up on the outside with Trump. Musk probably the whitest man in America. I mean, you know, how is this going to shake out? We'll see. I'll cover a little more of the cabinet on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, right. T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll nominate Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz to be his attorney general. Gaetz promptly resigned from Congress, and CBS's Nicole Killian says House Speaker Mike Johnson is fine with that.
The speaker made clear that he has been in touch with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and hopes that Gaetz's seat could be filled as quickly as possible, perhaps as soon as next January.
Johnson will continue as speaker, says CBS's Scott McFarland.
And tonight, House Republicans have chosen Mike Johnson of Louisiana again to be their nominee to be Speaker of the House. Johnson has been a loyal ally of Trump's, including on and after January 6, 2021.
Drug overdose deaths are declining but are still high, says Brown University researcher Brandon Marshall.
We're still talking about more than 90,000 Americans dying each year from preventable drug overdoses. That's more than the number of deaths due to gun violence and motor vehicle crashes combined.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain in the overnight, cloudy skies, lower 40s, or winds light. Thursday, most of that rain in the early morning hours. Then we'll see mostly cloudy skies with highs near 50 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya-Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The law in their hands, while we're left in line with broken demands. Because we don't have the right to vote, they stack the deck, they gloat. They purge our names, erase our choice, but we're still here, we'll find our voice. In Georgia, they call it the right to challenge.
Welcome back. Tom Harbin here with you. So continuing our authoritarian news, our authoritarianism alert. You know, I mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk with this new commission. This is interesting. Incoming Vice President J.D. Vance, this is from Social Security Works, has explicitly said that the Musk commission will target Social Security. And here we go. Last night, 172 House Republicans voted for a bill that would reduce the Social Security benefits of 14 million American workers, including public school teachers, firefighters, and police officers. Due to the opposition of Democrats and a small number of Republicans, it did not pass. However, nearly 80% of House Republicans have already broken Trump's promise to protect Social Security. So, number one. Number two, Ramaswamy Musk Commission or whatever it's going to be, department, expect more pollution, more drilling, more theft of public lands, you know, the gutting of our federal government. I mean, it's just going to be a mess. Also, John Thune was just elected as the Senate Majority Leader. Thune has called for taking the debt limit hostage to force cuts to Social Security. That wasn't good enough for Trump's allies who backed Rick Scott, who famously said that he wants Social Security and Medicare to both sunset within 5 years. So with Scott, we kind of dodged a bullet, but who knows? But back to Donnie Convict's nominees. I mentioned Pete Hegseth. Who, as I said, has debated me on this program. Last time was in 2016. He was on the program back in 2012, too. Trump has also announced that Stephen Witkoff will be his special envoy to the Middle East. Who is Stephen Witkoff? Well, keep in mind, Jared Kushner said that Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable. This might cause you to say, well, what does that have to do with Witkoff? Well, Stephen Witkoff is a real estate investor. Right. By the way, some good news on the authoritarian front. Yesterday, House Resolution 9495, which we talked about, in fact, we had a guest on the program yesterday about, where I was specifically asking people to call their representatives and say no, vote no on this. It got voted down. Although, bizarrely, 52 Democrats voted for it. This was a bill that would have given Donald Trump the power to say, oh, the ACLU, they're a terrorist-supporting organization, we're going to take away their tax-exempt status. So, you know, wild stuff. Jack Smith is closing up shop. Well, you know, I'll get to that stuff in the next hour. There is more. But let's pick up your calls here and see what's on your mind today. John in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I kind of got about 5 bullet points I just wanted to kind of share out to you, and if you have any feedback, I would love to hear it. But I don't feel angry or feel sad, and I don't understand why the United States is pretty much like a turtle on its back, not doing anything about one guy who is collateral damage. That's how I feel. Well, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, John. I think you can't underestimate, though, the power of $7 or $8 billion thrown into an election by 150 right-wing billionaires and a multi-billion-dollar multimedia right-wing propaganda machine. These two things together have essentially taken over America, in large part because Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act, because Reagan stopped, regulating the, ended the Fairness Doctrine. and because the Supreme Court legalized the bribery of public officials.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Kind of continue, you know, we are not the country of law and order. That's very clear. And, you know, what's your intake? Do you think criminal. These high-end generals are going to stick their promise, which is we don't bow to your king, our job is to support the U.S. Constitution, or are they going to cave in too?
Well, they won't have any choice. The commander-in-chief has the power to remove anybody from the U.S. military unilaterally. He can just say, you're gone. And boom, they're bounced out of the military. Their retirement begins at whatever their pay grade is, and that's the end of that.
Okay, but isn't that better than wiping out democracy? And I mean, again, I might be wrong, but I mean, the whole purpose of a military in each country is to protect and serve the country and the people of that country. And I don't see that happening at all with the United States.
Yeah, well, you said the purpose of the military in any country. That's where you got it wrong, John. The purpose of the military in autocracies, in authoritarian states, is to do what dear leader wants. And that's the purpose of the military in Hungary. That's the purpose of the military in the Philippines. That's the purpose of the military in Russia. That's the purpose of the military in probably more than half the countries of the world. And what you're describing is the purpose of the military in democracies. And we're on the edge of no longer being a democracy. In fact, I would say we've already transitioned into oligarchy. So, you know, we've got an oligarch in the White House. He's surrounding himself with people who will suck up to him. Last time his cabinet was made up mostly of billionaires, remember? This time he's not putting billionaires in his cabinet. He's putting loyal suck-ups in because the billionaires are willing to talk back to him. He doesn't want that anymore. So, you know.
And, dude, does the Republican Party not understand that their horrible failed policies will affect their family members and their neighbors and their loved ones? I mean, I don't understand the mindset. And then I was also wanted to say, I think we need to eliminate 9/11 because the most damaging thing that ever took place in this country was January 6th because that was committed by our own people.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And at the leadership level, the Republicans, no, they don't. They're not thinking it. Well, they are thinking about their own family and their own future because they're getting rich. You've got, you know, now that the Supreme Court has legalized the bribery of public officials, basically, if you get elected to the House or the Senate or appointed to a cabinet position by Trump, as a Republican, you will end up rich. They will figure out a way to make sure that you have a pile of money. And that's what's going on. John, thank you for the call. Mike in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, it's not all doom and gloom. I've been listening to your rants. But I wanted to discuss, you know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the command authority. Many people have the misconception that the chairman is in the chain of command with the president. He is not. He is the senior advisor to the president, which in effect kind of makes him the senior military officer in our military.
Correct.
But the real authority is from the president to the secretary of defense and then to the combatant commanders. I cannot see this Pete fella telling four-star admirals and generals how to fight a war. And that is dangerous because that will cause all kind of confusion in the lower ranks.
Yeah.
This guy has no idea. I mean, Tom, you understand that these commanders have devoted their lives in studying war in the senior service colleges. Where is this guy coming from? My brother served as a special forces officer in Cambodia. And he had two bronze medals, but that doesn't qualify him to be the Secretary of Defense.
Right. Yeah, Pete served in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and that's not nothing. But, I think you're right. He has no experience running a large organization, and the Department of Defense is the largest organization in America. I don't believe he was a flag officer. I'm certain he wasn't. I don't know what rank he achieved before he retired. This is literally an example of Donald Trump watching Fox News and going, that guy, he's right out of Central Casting. Look at that square jaw. Look at those tattoos on his arms. He's got We the People tattooed on his arm. Yeah, that's that guy. He's the, you know, I mean, he selected last time around, he selected General Mattis simply because his nickname was Mad Dog. He's like, yeah, Mad Dog, that's a good, you know. So I'm with you, Mike, and I think what we're seeing here is again, this is what authoritarians do. They demand loyalty. They look for people who are loyal to them, not the people who are competent, not the people who will do a good job, not the people who have experience, not the people who have a demonstrated track record, not the people who care about the agencies that they're going to be running, not the people who have any background in those areas, not the people who even have, any history with those areas, although, like I said, Hegseth, is a veteran. But, they look for people who will suck up to them, who will kiss their asses. And that, every single person Trump has nominated so far has been a complete ass kisser. And Rick Scott was running to be one. We'll see what John Thune does. But, I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh,
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah, 17 that's years definitely, ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid-off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Here's one last addition to our authoritarianism alert. Mike Huckabee, the notorious right-wing preacher who, basically spits on Jesus every opportunity he has now the U.S. ambassador to Israel, or will be, you know, is proposed. And he has said there is no such thing as a Palestinian. And he said this on multiple occasions. And he said that basically the designation of Palestinian is just a way to steal land from Israel. Not good, right? Very much not good. And I would say to all the Muslims in Michigan who voted for Jill Stein because they weren't willing to vote for Kamala Harris, good luck. Good luck with that. Terry in Irvine, Texas. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hello. I've got a question. So I am wondering, as far as Democrats changing the messaging in order to speak more to class as opposed to race or other identities, could this be a matter of basically in campaigning, speaking to people as far as the plans of economic progressivism and things like that, and not really speaking about plans as far as other progressive things like things more socially oriented? And I guess I'm wondering, is it a matter of doing those things as far as the social things and not necessarily campaigning on it in order to focus the message on economic issues?
Right. The way that you wage class warfare is by defining and attacking an enemy. And Biden and Harris did not do that in the election. I mean, you know, they certainly defined Trump as an enemy to democracy, but they did not define the billionaires who support Trump as enemies of the United States or enemies of working class people. Let's put it that way, because I think that's actually an accurate designation. Donald Trump on his famous Twitter thing with Elon Musk, congratulating Musk on busting unions and refusing, you know, firing people who want to start a union in one of Musk's companies, those kind of things. Franklin Roosevelt used to call them out. These economic royalists, you know, he called them economic royalists. He came up with a name for them. In the late 1800s, during the first Gilded Age, 1880 to 1900, they were referred to as robber barons. And, I think that if the Democrats want to really start winning elections, they're going to have to go back to that kind of language. And many of them are afraid to do so because there are some billionaires who are, you know, helping out Democrats, and they don't want to piss them off. But I think that there's got to be a way to do it, to specifically attack the conservative billionaires who have created the media infrastructure, the think tank infrastructure, the campaign financing infrastructure, and identify them as economic royalists or as robber barons or whatever the appropriate phrase would be for the 21st century here. We need to come up with a new phrase to a new way of identifying them. What do you think?
I just wonder, because of the fact that you have so many establishment Democrats that are receiving campaign funds from billionaires, are they ever really going to do that?
Well, I think it's moving in the right direction. You know, the Progressive Caucus is not taking money from PACs, and that's how most billionaires funnel their money. So I want to see class warfare. We'll see. Terry, thank you for the call. Ricardo in Syracuse, New York. Hey, Ricardo, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The truck driver. Okay, yeah. I want to go and say it. The only thing I can hope is that in the recon, she comes back and win.
Ain't going to happen.
Everybody's going to be. No, I know. This wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, I have. I was born in Puerto Rico and raised in Puerto Rico. I have a lot of Hispanic friends. Some of them are from Puerto Rico. Some of them are from Cuba. Some of them are from Venezuela.
Sure.
They are very ignorant to put in a nice place.
Well, so are most white people, Ricardo.
They listen to a lot of the Cuban right-wing talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to Joe Rogan. They watch Fox News. They don't. If you tell them, look, this is not what they are doing. You know, I will send them information that Kamala Harris, what she was wanting to do with the Hispanic community and us, low income, you know, the middle class, which is we are disappearing. And they literally tell me, but that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, it's not. That's the truth. That's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
But at the end, this is what it is. They cannot control a wife or a girlfriend, and they need someone like the government to control that woman for them. They say they're men, but they're very weak men. Because if you are afraid of an equal wife or an equal girlfriend, it's because you're weak.
So you think it's the macho aspect of Hispanic culture that is running these things?
Yes, and then they literally complained that she was a woman and she was a woman of color.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are dumb. You guys voting for a sex offender, a guy that literally tried to steal the election. You guys talk about Benghazi, but Benghazi was in here, and then you told me that those guys were patriots. I said, dude, you guys are dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate, Ricardo, that and again, now there's even a Spanish language right wing infrastructure. You know, there's I think about 300 now right wing Spanish language stations around the country.
And I told my wife I don't want to do anything with them. They can go and do whatever. And,
yeah.
And I don't want them around me.
Okay, Ricardo, thank you very much for the call. And spot on. It's great to hear from people, you know, who are sharing their perspectives. One of the Fox News hosts, you know, Jesse Waters, was making this joke about his mother disinvited him for Thanksgiving. Should we disinvite our Trump-supporting relatives? I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dogs are
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the Trump appointments coming fast and furious out of Washington, D.C., and what's happening closer to home here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.